Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, hell of a season.
Young,
tough ending.
I mean,
when you think about the Eagles had 7 rushing touchdowns in this game, you got to give credit. I mean, I'm not here to throw a victory parade for Philly, but the fact that Cam Jurgens, their starting center, couldn't start, and I've watched his workout down on the field. I don't know if you watch any of it, B. They put him through it, man. Like, you could tell it's a lower back thing, and they were specifically having the D-line going against him, stand him up, and have him have to plant and bend back to see if he could hold on. Really physical stuff. And sometimes you're reminded of the physicality of what these guys are putting their backs through. And then Dickerson goes out, and then he has to come in and finish that game. As a human, you're like, damn, man, that's something. I think the McNichols all fumbles are created equal. Like, it's silly when we have these conversations about like a week 3 loss and a week 16 loss mattering more. Mm-hmm. Like, they all count.
Yeah.
But the Eckler fumble was just a killer. I recognize that. Biadasz came up with the ball. I actually talked to Biadasz about it in the locker room after the game. And he's like, yeah, I don't know how they blew that whistle. But he's like, dog piles are always just nuts, and you know what's going to happen.
I mean, I'm sorry for interrupting you.
No, it's okay.
They were still trying to see who had the ball, okay? So they didn't really blow the whistle. They didn't really say the man was down. Biadasz is up holding the football, and then after the fact you say, oh, he was ruled down by contact. My question is, if you're still looking for the damn ball, you don't know who has it, right? So how was he ruled down by contact?
Yeah.
That killed me.
I thought it looked like the Eagles defender had a clear recovery, but I never heard a whistle, and then Biadasz has the ball. So
yes.
It's like, well, what? And then you're retroactively blowing the whistle.
How many times do we see a person look like they clearly have the ball, and then somebody else come up with it? That penalty, I mean, that situation right there was troubling to me. The fact that Brown took off Lattimore's helmet and Lattimore got called for something, he didn't call for anything, that's a problem.
Well, and if you think specifically about that, about Brown and Lattimore, Lattimore plays on the edge of sanity, and sometimes he's going over the edge. Mm-hmm. And I think there's a Lattimore discussion to be had about this offseason and what the future there looks like, and was he healthy, and lots of things, right? But the other problem with, like, the pass interference call on Lattimore was quite fair. He yanked the hell out of Devontae Smith.
Yeah, he did.
But then not only does he get called for the personal foul, but then he's also, if you get two of those,
you get thrown out of the game.
Then you get thrown out of the game. So then that, like, actually affects how he's playing.
Yeah.
Whereas if he and A.J. Brown had it, then at least it's even going forward.
Yeah.
Now, the play actually ended up working in Washington's favor because Philly got the ball at the one, and that was the tush-push they were able to stop. Mm-hmm. Philly didn't get the two-pointer there. But
I'm just saying.
No way that should be a one-sided call.
If I rip your helmet off by the face mask, I get a call. I can't rip your helmet off and nothing is called. Then clearly, when Jaden got sacked, they had his face mask. They don't see that again.
Dude, Biotis got punched in the face by Jalen Carter. Did you see that?
Yeah.
I mean, just a straight-up punch.
Yeah. But it's amazing how, like, and I understand. Listen, man, I'm not saying, and I don't agree with this, oh, it's a script. No, I don't buy that. The NFL is not a script. But I have a problem with people going out their way, especially those in the NFL and those that are NFL puppets, to act as if that some crews don't do stuff a little messed up, okay? That's the easy way of putting it. So don't sit up and – human beings do some strange stuff, okay? We've seen politicians. We've seen presidents. We've seen lawyers. We've seen doctors. We've seen all of them do things that they're not supposed to do, popes, preachers, whatever.
Right.
So don't tell me that they're perfect just because they wear a damn zebra stripe. Some of them operate on the edge. And I can just tell you, I know people that referee, and even they are concerned about certain crews. So, Lee, you better get it together, baby.
I just don't get, and you and I were talking about this walking up today, if you have a concern, like, if everybody knows, and I want to be crystal clear, Philly was the better team, that Washington did not lose because of the refs.
Nah.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call it 664-SEASONS.
But if you know that this crew goes Philly's way, they're 6-0. Like
7-0 now.
Right, but like, what are the odds of that happening? And I get it if it's week 14 and you got games all over the country. It's championship weekend. You only got two games.
Why have
you got a lot of crews? Like, why is this the crew that gets assigned to the game?
Well, I say, like,
I just, that to me won't add up.
It would never add up. Like, I remember when we played, David Boston used to be the guy, and his dad was a referee.
Yeah.
And his dad played for, he played for the Cardinals. And I remember Michael Westbrook questioning, if your son is playing and you kind of have all these calls swaying towards his team side, you shouldn't be refereeing those games. And the league eventually stopped him from refereeing games that his son played in. If you have a team that always seems a refereeing crew that leans that way all the time, you might want to pull them off of it. Because it's just it's not necessarily that it's a factual thing. But even if people start thinking it, it's going to be a problem. Because you know what's going to happen next? When Hockley is refereeing the Eagles, everybody going to put their money on the Eagles.
Right.
And then guess who's going to have a problem with that? Vegas.
Yeah.
And that's business. Yeah. And that's money. So I will say NFL, and I know people all listen to everything, get that in line before you have a problem.
I think the call – I mean, there was a bunch of calls I hated yesterday. I don't know how on the way the end of that – the tush-push situation with Luvu and for him to threaten the – to threaten the palpably unfair act and to give Luvu – we're going to award a touchdown. The NFL – has created this problem with half the distance. The tush push exacerbates the problem because it's you can argue the legality of it. I don't know, but to just say over that rule, the palpably unfair act is supposed to only exist if like a fan runs in from the crowd and tackles a dude.
Yeah,
like it's supposed to be something like a comet strikes the middle of the field. It's not supposed to be. You can say whatever you want about Frankie trying to jump the line of scrimmage. He's trying to make a football play.
Yeah, he's trying to time it.
He's trying to time, which he had done twice in that game already.
Yeah,
he did it on a huge third down.
Yeah,
in the third quarter.
But,
to force a punt when he hit Saquon and knocked him out of field goal range. Like he had timed snaps in this game. He was trying to do it again.
He was just purposely trying to jump offside. He was purposely trying to time it.
And they were trying to go hard count.
I would love if the league can really explain what that rule really is. Because if anybody else had said it but Sean Hockley, maybe I would believe it.
So the rule exists. There is a rule, the palpably unfair act. When something is that unfair, refs can avoid. Like, you know when it should have been used? Mm-hmm. When Mike Tomlin tripped that dude returning a kickoff.
He never touched him.
Sure. That should have happened there.
He never touched him. I know people don't know what they play, but he never touched him.
That, you're nuts.
If you go look at the play, he never touched him. Which called him slowed up because he saw him, but he never touched him.
The worst call, though, to me, I think it was still in a consequential portion of the game, and I think it really swung a important drive, was the Sam Ristill late hit on the sideline. Mm-hmm. If you watch that, Saquon turns his shoulders like he's about to square up and try to take him on and keep going down. Mikey is inbounds.
Mikey's inbounds. Saquon's not.
We had
this conversation yesterday.
I hated that call. That's a bang-bang play in the moment that completely swings that game. It's a judgment call that did not have to be made. And Saquon turns his shoulders like he's going to go upfield.
No, he turned his shoulders. But
what's he supposed to do?
He turned his shoulder, then he went out. Mikey was inbounds. Saquon was out. So, I mean, that play right there, I had no issue with it. I think it's more because the running backs normally don't get that type of protection. Because the quarterbacks always get that. But Saquon was clearly out of bounds.
He had one foot out of bounds, but the other wasn't. I just don't see how that was clear and obvious. Like, to call that play right there just seemed... All right, now I'm watching this Jacoby Jones. You're telling me Tomlin never actually touched him?
He never touched him. Jacoby slowed up, but he never touched him.
Dude, now, either way, they should have called that. That's unbelievable.
But like,
he intentionally steps out on the field.
Let me hit you with this. When people keep... Like, so if that's what – if Hockley is going to go with that rule, if you keep running pick routes, and they run them all the time, receivers running every play, can you tell them, if you keep running the pick route, I'm going to give the ball to the defense? The fact that offense gets everything its way in football is very troubling to me. And
sure.
I'm an offensive player.
Right.
Offensive guy. But you cannot allow – you can't have a defense out there trying to play ball when everything goes against them.
My wife was all fired up. Did you see the text I posted from her last night? She was mad, man. Very, very, very upset with the calls. We're talking about the game. We're talking about the season. We're going to do it all. We're going to open these phone lines up.
Hey, it's three-time Super Bowl champion Mark Schlereth of the Sing of Truth podcast. The playoffs are here, and that means the race to the big game is on. Join my co-host Mike Evans and I as we follow along this NFL postseason, breaking down the matchups each week and see who will shine when the lights are brightest. You know I speak nothing but the stinking truth. Follow and listen to Stinking Truth on free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.